Yo.
What up? What up?
Ooh, let's go. What's up, man?
Done, man. Episode 182. Everybody, welcome back to the Carbon Footprint Podcast. He is Juan and I'm Sean, and every week we get together, have a few drinks, talk about things going on in the world, try to focus on things, making an impact, whether they be good, bad, or otherwise. Hit him with the deliciousness of the day.
Yeah, dude, this is good. Bro, real quick, are we hitting 200 episodes around your birthday?
Ooh.
You got a milestone birthday and a milestone.
It's pretty damn close. It's pretty damn close, man. It won't quite be that, I don't think.
No, I think we're past it.
I don't know. We got 18 more weeks.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're way past it. Never mind. Okay, yeah, I'm not even close. It's not a good thing I don't get paid to do math. You're right. I'm doing the math in my head now. I'm like, bro, I'm like a whole year away. All right, man. Yo, this week, a little drink here. It's actually a variation on something you made a few weeks back, but it's called the Kentucky Made. And I got it, actually. I'll give credit to Maker's Mark, man. I got the recipe from their website. I didn't change anything other than the makers that they use. So they made it with regular Maker's Mark.
Okay.
And I grabbed this bottle of Maker's 46, the French oaked one, which I'd never had before. It's pretty good. Actually, I kind of like it. Like even by itself, I like that. I thought it was straight. And it's a good refreshing bourbon drink. It's the best way I can describe it. It's almost like having a mint julep, I guess, in a way, like in that sort of refreshing.
About that. Yeah.
So this one, Kentucky Made, you take about 4 or 5 cucumber slices, like the thin ones, about 4 or 5 mint leaves, I'd say an ounce of simple syrup, 3/4 ounce of lime juice, muddle that, add ice, add about 2 ounces of the bourbon, shake it up, pour in a rocks glass, and then garnish with the cucumber and the mint, and that's it. And there you have it, man. But the lime juice, I feel like you can taste everything in this. It's cool. The lime juice, the cucumber hits well. So it's a refreshing bourbon drink, man. I had to pace myself too. Same way when you made that drink last time, I'm like, man, I just want to chug these. Which,
yeah, this would be dope for you know, if it's definitely, I think the one that I made with the similar ingredients, I had the vodka, right?
Yes, you made the vodka, which I maintain is the best vodka drink ever.
Which is really good. This one, just using the bourbon, you know, changes the flavor of the drink. So, and so you can taste the bourbon. So I've had people that don't necessarily like the taste of bourbon. So I guess if you don't like bourbon, don't have this one. But if you are a fan of bourbon like we are, definitely try this one out. This is good, good, good poolside, good any side. Fuck it.
Yeah, this is great, man. Yeah, I like this, man. I'm going to keep this in the rotation. It's delicious. I'm going to keep that Maker's in the rotation, man. This one's pretty good. I like regular Maker's, it's fine.
But I typically stay away from Maker's, and I'm not even sure why.
I like regular Maker's. Like, if you're doing, like, I like to do, when I'm trying to keep things simple, do some ginger ale, you know, the bourbon, and then, you know, a splash of lime or whatever in it. And so I tend to use it a lot for that, but I don't like to use like cheap bourbon or whiskey even for that. I've done Maker's or like Woodford with the ginger ale.
So what's the price point on this?
I think this one was like $45, $50 bucks, okay, something not, like that. Yeah, not, yeah. Not crazy. It's really good. When I first drank it, I you know, like that, when it hits your nose, you're like, oh shit,
it's gonna burn.
And it goes down smooth. And I hate when it, I think the thing with the burn or the ones like that, I don't feel like you can get the flavor in there. Or like you're sort of like worried about like just downing it. You know what I mean? Like, but I like alcohol that I can taste, like, and actually like, oh, what's in that? And, you know, get a feel for whatever it is, like the vanilla or, you know, whatever, or the charred. Like, I like smoky things too. So I like being able to taste that. So yeah, you can actually taste this, man. So I like it. So shout out to them. And yeah, this is Kentucky Made. And a shout out to Maker's Mark. It's a recipe that I stole from their website.
We gotta try the old fashioned with this one.
Ooh, yeah. Good point, man.
See what that's like.
Fuck it. I'll make them after the podcast. Yeah. No, bro. You got someone
not
to be.
Not today.
I don't sleep anyway. We can do that.
All right, man. Let me hit you off with the carbon footprint of the week. It's going out to the U.S. government. And I mean not just the federal government.
All of them.
Just all of them. All 51 of y'all. 50 states plus the federal. First off,
fire this week.
The U.S. government is trying to do a ban on TikTok, which is huge.
Yeah.
Let me get into this thing here. So the House voted on Wednesday to pass a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban against TikTok. Right. So and they voted pretty substantial, man. It was 352-65.
Wow.
And Joe Biden already said that he's going to sign, like that he'll sign this bill if it comes across his desk.
Wow.
So I think the next thing, it has to go through the Senate before it gets to him. But man, as I'm thinking about this, I'm like, is this, and again, it's the reasoning behind this is they're saying it's a national security threat because the Chinese government could use its intelligence laws against TikTok's parent company, which is ByteDance, and force it to hand over data of the U.S. app users. So
I'm buying that shit.
I'm just
not that I disagree that. Listen, there. Yes, there's a problem. I get it. It's China, whatever, like that owns it. I don't think these are the real reasons. I feel like we have other ways to protect ourselves if we really thought this was the case. So I don't know.
And then, I mean, again, I guess. It, you know, information is power.
Yeah.
Right. So,
sure.
Of course, if you have the more information that you have over somebody or on someone, the more you can market to them, the more you can be a threat to them.
Dude, but I think this is like people control one on one. And this is going to sound like I'm a fucking crazy conspiracy person, but this has been happening since like the dawn of man. It's like you instill fear in people, whether it's through religion, whether it's through, you know, like government, disease, this chaos. And what it does is it allows you to step in as sort of the savior, sort of the person trying to come here to protect you. And it keeps you sort of, you know, able to keep control of the people. Like I
feel like that's what this is. It's just like when 9/11 happened, right? Then they put laws in the place where they could, you know, I don't know, tap your phone lines or, you know, whatever. It's, you know, the airport security or whatever. So it's like they put these kind of controls in place in defense of national security.
Right.
Right. So like, we're going to make you feel more safe if you give up some of your freedoms.
Yeah. Remember how quickly we no one disputed the Patriot Act, even though it's like super fucking invasive. It goes against a bunch of our, you know,
because rights. The way you sell it.
Yeah.
Right. You sell it like, we're going to catch the bad guys.
Trying to catch these bad guys. Yep. Like, and so, yeah. Dude, you know, it's funny, bro. Think about what were the reasons they told us why we're invading Iraq? They have weapons.
Is that all?
Is that all? That's the real reason. But it was like, oh, they have weapons.
Yeah, no, mass destruction. Yep.
What are the reasons they tell you why we don't attack Russia?
I don't
know. Because they have weapons
of mass destruction. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, fuck, that's true.
It's like, that's how you
be
knew.
Like, wait a minute.
That's how you knew Iraq didn't have them. Because we're not fucking with them if we think you have them and you're going to use them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is...
Nah, that's true, bro. I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so in this case, you're invading because they have them. In this case, the whole mutually agreed upon destruction allows you to go like, yeah, we're not... Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense, bro. So it's like, they don't even lie to us well, but we never like... No one thinks about it. We're just like, okay, like, go get those guys because we don't want to blow up. Yeah.
It's like, okay, I got to go to work.
Yeah, I get to get the new iPhone later. I got to like, all right. Like... Oh man, I'm not buying into TikTok shit. I actually think a lot of this shit has more to do with like Facebook and Snapchat and Meta. I guess you could say Meta because they own IG and Facebook and WhatsApp. And I think this is a direct response to the loss in profits and stock price and all that stuff for these. You know, the sort of the spend on their ad revenue dropping dramatically, and TikTok's is going up, and TikTok's going to say, I think this is a conversation between people here to, you know, the powers that be going like, bro, can you do something about these guys? Like, they're taking all of our money, like regulate it. And then you force them to sell, and then who can you sell to?
Well, that's the other thing that I didn't mention, right? So the bill basically says we're gonna block TikTok from being able to be downloaded by U.S.-based users unless you sell it. So this is a play to force ByteDance to sell TikTok.
Yeah, and then who can
preferably
buy
ByteDance? I'm assuming preferably to a U.S. company. Yeah, so, yeah. That's the assumption.
And then that U.S. company would be Snapchat, probably Meta. You know,
Apple,
Elon, if he feels like buying some other shit. Yeah. And it's like, so you're okay with them having all of this? And then.
But that's the other thing, too. They're talking about like.
Because they're an American company, but now you're into the antitrust shit.
Antitrust shit.
Like, yeah. It's just. Yeah. I think it's, I don't know, man. And again, it's not that I disagree that it's not a threat. I just don't think it's the reason for it. I think that we have safeguards in place to keep that from being a thing. And then, bro, what happens if the Saudis buy it? They're the only person who can write a check for, I think, what was the value we looked at? It was like $80 billion or whatever that.
Yeah. $50 billion, something like
that.
Who
can write that check? So you go, okay, there's only so many people who can write that, or like Meta.
Yeah. And do you trust them?
Elon, so you're okay with the Saudis having it?
Yeah. Who do you trust? And is it, so then begs the question, right? Is it about the trust? But I think that I feel like
also the country that we, our entire economy depends on, like, but we have a problem with them having data. They can keep the cash. We're just not okay with the data. It's like, wow.
Yeah. And I feel like over the years, especially, you know, like China has become the Russia of the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like they're like the big threat.
I actually don't think, I used to think this, and I think the more time has gone on, the less I think, even the thing on Russia, like we were talking last week about how, like, you know, we're basically helping the Ukraine and doing all this stuff. Oh, yeah. I think it's what become really apparent to me is that we don't really give a fuck about anybody. I don't think we look at anyone as a threat. I don't think we think China's a threat. I don't think we think Russia's a threat. I don't, like.
Explain.
First off, if you thought Russia was a threat, you wouldn't have helped the Ukraine. I get that you're doing it because it's a NATO country, you know, whatever. And there's like ways to do it without sort of like being, I guess, first line. But I think you're still, you're assuming that Putin or whatever is going to be like, well, we have these paper documents that says I won't fuck with you because you're in NATO and, you know, whatever, like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing according to this treaty we signed. You don't invade a country and then go, well, let me make sure I follow the paperwork. You know what I mean? Like you don't care that much. And then I think, and then it takes you, if you're Putin or Russia, whatever, it's taking you this long to be able to invade the Ukraine. And yeah, I guess you're quote unquote winning that war, but are you?
Are they?
It's taking you that long to, and you're supposed to be this massive power. And maybe, I guess you could argue, you're trying to take Ukraine without completely obliterating it because you want it. You know, so I get that. I just don't think we're that worried about anybody else in the world at all. Dude, the fact that we take out leaders.
It's all self-interest.
Yeah, I don't think we give a fuck about anybody. I don't even call it arrogance. I think we just know enough about what other people have and can do that we're like, okay, bring the smoke. Like, I just don't think we'll take out, you know, some fucking dictator from the Middle East with a drone, you know, on his way to his daughter's, you know, sweet 16. And not bat an eye, and it'll be like, you know, and you remember we took out that guy, who was it, from Iran, and the, you know, everybody on Twitter is going ape shit, like, oh, it's gonna be World War III, and da da da.
Nothing.
Nothing, bro. It's like, and knock on wood, right? Like, I'm sure there's other, I shouldn't say nothing. I'm sure there's been other little small things or whatever. They bomb an embassy here and they do that stuff. I think in the grand scheme of like the collateral damage that goes with this, I just don't think we're worried about that many people, including China. Because again, your economy, yes, you're buying up all this stuff. Like, I know China's buying up a bunch of land and they're buying up a bunch of trade routes and they're buying up. And so maybe China's thing is like, okay, from a physical might, we're not going to win that. And so maybe you cut us at the knees, but we're also a country that just prints money. So it's like, I don't know, man.
And I do hear you. And I think with the war in Ukraine, the government has money and the money has to go somewhere. And so, and we know that wars make us money.
Yeah.
Right. And so if it's not our war, whose war are we investing in? Right. Because like you said, it's not necessarily sending cash over there, but we're sending it to Northrop Grumman to fucking make some planes or tanks or whatever the fuck they do. Right. So, you know, investing in U.S. companies to, you know, to provide weaponry to Ukraine.
Yeah, and we're not that nice, bro, because again, we haven't done shit about North Korea. We know about how atrocious the circumstances are in North Korea. The minute we find that they have something that we want or need,
right,
or there is actually something that's mutually beneficial to us,
yeah,
we would go in there and take out, like, you know, we took out Saddam Hussein for less and other dictators for less. And we've left North Korea completely alone. I don't think it's because we're scared about North Korea having nukes and that guy is batshit crazy. Because I strongly believe we could take that guy out you know, with a paper airplane or whatever the fuck we do with some of these guys, man. And we wouldn't bat an eye. I just don't think it's in our it's on our best self-interest right now. Like, when it is, we'll do it. Like, I just...
Yeah, no, you could be right, bro.
I think it's naive of us at this point to not think that the government is capable of a lot of shit, and also that we flex on the world stage all the time. And maybe it behooves us right now to just play possum or whatever. You know, like, everybody's like, oh, America's on the down side, but it's like, is it though?
And then here's the thing too, man. So like, it just makes me feel like this has other things behind it. There's a lot of shit that you could focus on if you are really sort of worried about the American people, right? Like, even the internet in itself, right? It's fucking great invention, great tool, right? But so there's things on the internet that aren't so great, right? Like, social media is not a sort of, they can be used for great things, like everything else, right? They can be used for great things, but then they could also be used to, you know, like we talked about before, the algorithms on social media. Like,
yeah.
like you are the algorithm. When you fucking open up your, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, like, those things are feeding you exactly what you want.
Oh, man, dude, they
and they're fucking good about it.
Oh, they're so good, right? Man.
Yeah. And so
it's scary.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Some shit you'd be like, did I say that out loud? Like, it's...
Dude, how many times have we talked about shit and then I get the ads the next day?
Oh, my God. Yeah, bro.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
So, you know, like, when you're in that world of your feeds, like, that is what you think is going on. That is what you think the world is revolving around, and it's not true.
No.
So that could be dangerous. That could be dangerous in certain cases.
Yeah. So is that what you're saying? Like, maybe banning it is more for the...
No, I'm saying, like, no, because why just TikTok?
Yeah, you ban all,
like,
it.
Right. If you are worried about gathering data and then possibly sharing it, because who's to say that that these other social media companies won't do the same thing that they're claiming that China will do? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, everything has a price.
Dude, what happens if Meta gets bought by a Chinese company, a Middle Eastern company, a Russian company? What? Then what?
They get to take the
data, right, that they already own, right? It's like, eh.
So I just, like I said,
it just... But like you said, the internet is just a... I think we don't take it as serious. I'd be curious to see what this next generation, like our kids ones, like what their findings and sort of the action that they take against it. Because for a long time, we didn't associate like consumption from a mental standpoint to affect our health, right? Our mental health.
Right,
because we just, you know, we it was like that. You eat a cookie, it's bad for your health, right? Like, the more cookies you eat, they're bad for your health. Right. And so we never look at like our brain that way. We just go, yo, you consume more stuff that's not necessarily great for you.
It's the thing, you can't fucking see it, bro. You can see somebody gaining weight.
Yep.
You can see somebody getting unhealthy. Not in all cases, but in a lot of cases.
Yeah, right?
You can see somebody living an unhealthy lifestyle. The shit that goes into your brain, man, and it's the shit that you watch on your phone, whether you watch on TV, whatever it is, the things that you read, whatever you're consuming, you can't see it. You can't see what the fuck it's doing to your head.
And so I think for a lot of us, we think, oh man, we're losers because all our friends online are living their best life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, oh.
And it's bullshit.
Dude, like, you go, man, how many people are on private jets? And you're like, how the fuck are you guys? And
then how come, like, I don't have one yet?
And then you're like, oh, they're fake. Or, right. You know, whatever. There's like some circumstance behind the reason why. Or, you know, like, man, they're always on vacation. Or, man, they have the best relationship ever. And then you're like, I know you guys aren't even really happy. Like, you know, and then you get like the couple picture with the, you know, whatever, with the fucking Drake caption, right? And you're just like, okay. And I think that's led us to believe that we're like falling behind, or that we're missing out, or, you know, and it's not reality. It's shitty for health. I've never really thought about what age I'd feel okay with, but we've never let our kids onto social media. We haven't yet. And I don't really know what that is. And I haven't really asked much for it.
Mine are on it.
Yeah. How did it change? Like, did you notice anything like when they started using it versus not using it? Like,
no, but I'm afraid to say that maybe it's so gradual that you don't.
Yeah, it's very true, right? You see changes.
Right. So I can definitely say that, you know, my kids aren't exhibiting anything that I would say like, oh, you know, whether they're getting cyber bullied or anything like that. I don't think they're experiencing any of that. And they don't post a lot, but they are consuming content.
Okay.
On a constant basis. Yeah. Like they don't watch TV.
No, it's all YouTube.
It's YouTube. TikTok. It's Instagram. It's TikTok. Right. Like those are YouTube.
And Snap has had a resurgence now too.
Is that right?
Like Snap has had a major resurgence where it's become one of like the higher earners for like influencers.
Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Their stock price is low right now.
Is it?
I just looked the other
time.
Day.
Time Might have to jump in on some Snap stock. I used to have some of the social media ones back in the day, like more of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I unloaded all of them. Maybe I still have X.
Yeah.
But no, I unloaded that one too. It was after Elon bought it tanked.
But dude, I think you can kind of go to, you can kind of continue to expand this, right? To see the internet in itself has given us, you know, the ability to have jobs where you work from home.
Yeah.
Right? And dude, I was talking to you about this earlier, where it's like, if I don't regularly communicate with people in my job,
mm-hmm.
there becomes almost like this distance where I don't care about you as much as if I would see you on a regular basis.
Yeah, they're a username to you. They're not a human being.
And so I I try to make it a point to have like, and not, I ain't talking about conference calls, but like to regularly, if somebody needs something, like I'm on the phone, I want to talk to you.
Personalize it more. And, yeah.
Yeah, dude, because I want to give a fuck.
Yeah.
I want to give a fuck about you. Right. Like I want like when somebody needs help on something, I don't want them to just be a number. I want to be like, oh, that's fucking Bob in finance. Like he's cool and he needs help. I'm going to fucking help him.
I avoid phone calls like I'm going to get the plague.
Is that why you fucking, I could call you and yo, you know what? When I was in New York, bro, when I fucking called you and I was with my brother and I go, I'm going to call him. I go, he's not going to fucking pick up, bro. But if I text him, he'll answer in like seconds.
It is my MO. I have never ignored you on purpose. I will say that. You just have the best or the worst timing ever. But because I won't ignore you, but I do ignore 90% of the phone calls that come through my phone, maybe 99. And then I'll respond to your text. I'm like, no, that's weird.
But yeah, man, so I've been working from home now for like 5 years.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy,
it's
right?
Been that long?
Just, I think in April it'll be.
And I think for you, it's a little different because you're at home. It's really hard for you because you're not walking past people in a hallway. You're not seeing them in a break room or in a bathroom or,
right.
You know, what? Hey, how was your weekend? You know, whatever the fake pleasantries we all pretend to care about.
Yeah, but even, but
it's still something.
It's still,
you know,
something.
Like, yeah.
Like I have to see you. It's different. When you can ignore people easily when you don't got to see them.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's super easy. And we've talked about this before where I feel like any time I've spent time with people that I work with typically on a strictly remote basis. So like if I travel somewhere and I'm working with a team that I normally would just deal with them through email or phone or whatever, I always find that immediately when you get back, those like weeks, months or whatever, right after that is the best, most productive time working with those teams because you've had that, like you could, you know, you break bread and you have those like one-on-ones in person and you spend time together and they're showing you around their city or whatever, you know, whatever that right. is. It's like you build a relationship outside of the keyboard.
Yeah. You get to know the person.
You get to know the person. Yeah. 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 And you, and it's just like now that person emails you and you're like, oh shit, that's Sean. Yo, let me do this for him because it's
absolutely.
Sean. I know him.
That shit matters.
It
bro.
Matters. Yeah. And I think the social media, it's funny, man. Cause it's like, oh, kids don't know how to socialize. It's like, no, they just socialize in their own way. But unfortunately, that way, from a human connection standpoint, just doesn't, it isn't the same, I think, as like you said, like having this in one-on-one, like in-person interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different, man. And I think, I mean, like just going back to like the TikTok thing, it's like, I think all of, you know, like so many studies have shown that since social media has, you know, become a thing, suicide rates are like astronomical, you know, the mental health. And I think the mental health, you can couple that with also, I think we're just more aware or I think just emphasize sort of getting that checked out more now than ever. But, you know, people are seeing therapists more than ever and people, and a lot of that isn't coincidental. you know, with social media. Dude, I think I've found myself, it's funny because I like the spirit of social media, especially when you have, you know, like you have, all our families aren't in the same place and all your friends aren't in the same place.
It's it's great.
And so you want to share things like,
it's great technology.
This happened today, right? Like, oh, my kids, you know, game, or I was at Disney or whatever. And you want to share these photos. I think for most, you know, you sort of want to, it's a documentary of your life almost, like, or like a modern day journal, I guess. But you do find yourself going like, what I'm doing right now is really fucking cool and I want to put it on social media. And you might not think I want to flex, but at the end of the day, it's like, oh, why do I want to put it on there? Oh, because this thing I'm doing is really cool. Why do I give a fuck that other people know I'm doing cool shit? Like, you kind of catch yourself in that loop of like, well, I wouldn't put this if I was eating at McDonald's, but I'm going to take a picture of the steak that I'm having at Maestro's. You know, it's just like,
I stopped doing all of that shit.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I couldn't tell you the last time I did like a food thing or like, but I do remember early on, like catching myself going like, why am I doing this? Like, do I actually care that these people see this thing? You know, it's like, it's hard not to get caught up in it.
Sometimes, man, like I think the last social media post that I made was like a picture of my kids starting school. And it was more so like, oh, like they're starting school, like they're fucking juniors, you know, they're juniors and freshmen in high school. So post a pic and it's just like for like my family and friends to see. Yo, look how big they are.
Yeah, right. And I think that's cool, but I feel like that's the spirit of what it should be. Is like, your family doesn't live there, or they don't see them every day, or they don't, you know, like, and it's like, oh shit, you know, they're, you know, the Verona boys or whatever, you know, right, you're just like, oh, right. Cool. But yeah, it's, I don't know, man. I think it's definitely unhealthy in a lot of sense because I think it gives us a lot of false. I think what it does is it makes us feel sort of less than. I think as human beings, we're not designed to, you know, like we always feel like we're falling behind, or we always feel like we're lacking, or we always, you know, like I think people are already, or it makes you feel like your timeline isn't the same. Like this person got this at 24. Maybe I'm a fucking loser at 27. You know, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it's important for us to teach our kids that shit, right? Where it's like, yo, you are on your own timeline. Nobody's life is like yours. Do your own thing at your pace and live your life. And look at other people's shit and be motivated and celebrate other people as well. But understand that what you're seeing on social media has nothing to do with you.
Dude, and because I mean, to your point, it's funny, man. I was just telling this to my son's baseball team. A few weeks ago, we lost to a team that was really good. You know, I'm watching a team and like really impressive. Like these kids knew where to be. And a lot of things like I look at is like, I don't know, especially in baseball. Baseball can be boring. There's a lot of stuff happening that people don't think is happening, right? Because it's like you're paying attention to the pitcher and he throws a ball. And then if it gets hit or not, that's usually all people are focusing on, right? That's like sort of the stage. But there, when the ball gets hit, and I tell these kids this all the time, it's like you have a job on every play. You're either backing something up, you're either putting yourself in a position, you know, to cut off this because you're anticipating. It's like you have a job on every play. I don't care what position you're in, you know, when the ball gets hit. And I'm watching like this team we're playing, and these kids who are like 9, 10 are in positions that, you know, high school kids wouldn't know to be in.
Really?
You know, I mean, just really impressive. And I'm like, okay, nice. Clearly you guys have been playing for a long time together. Clearly you've had great coaching. Yep. You know, and so I remember just talking to them and they're, you know, like they're just sort of bashing or complaining or making excuses or making whatever. I'm like, or you guys could watch them and learn something, you know, it's just like, because I know I went up to the coach and I talked about, you know, I talked to some of the parents about like, yeah, what do you guys do? Like, you know, and, you know, found out, yeah, they do practice a little more and this is why, and this is what they do. And this is, you know, and I found myself going like, man, I want to go watch them practice when, you know, on a night where I'm not busy and just go see what they do. Because you're like, it's to me, I don't know. I never get in this like, I think you should celebrate that and then try to learn from it as opposed to like,
yeah, either being arrogant
or being a hater about it, or making excuses about it. Yeah, it's just like, and you know, and I try to tell these kids like, hey, you could use this moment to like pout and be down on yourself, or you could use this to go, fuck, they were good. What did they do that we didn't?
How do we get closest?
Dude, I even found myself during the game, then like, yo, don't sit down. Like, get up on the fence. Like, go watch. Like, hey, what position are you playing right now? This. Go watch that kid play, you know, right field. and look at what he's doing, because he's doing it the right way. Like soak that in. You know, but I think we get caught up in the...
I'm assuming you guys got crushed?
We got fucking demolished. Oh, yeah. It was... Trying to think of what it... We got crushed 2 weeks in a row by... Matter of fact, we got crushed by a team from the same league. So the way it works is like these leagues, you know, have like probably like five teams within the league, and then we play each other. So we've played two teams from that league. Both teams have crushed us. And both teams are well-coached. One... like well coached, you could tell the kids have been together a long time. You know, one wasn't as good as the other, still, you know, leaps and bounds beyond where our team was. But again, it was impressive to watch, because it's so hard, to get 8, 9, 10 year olds, you know, some 7 year olds to just focus on anything.
Yeah.
But then also, it's like, then how did you do it? It's right, where I get right, caught up. It's right. Like, it's hard to do it. And I'm like,
and then,
how'd
you know, that? Baseball is not it's a fairly slow game.
It's fucking boring if you're not in the middle of the action.
Or if you have a really good pitcher.
Yeah. Dude, or a really bad one.
Oh, right.
Because a really bad one at the little league level means you're just walking or hitting people, or the ball's going past and people are just stealing bases on you. Like, it's not like... I tell them all the time.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's fucking...
They're not always hits.
Horrible. I'd rather watch you strike them all out than walk 27 batters in a row. It's fucking brutal. I would rather, and I tell these kids this all the time, because they get caught up in the, I want to strike people out. I'm like, I would rather them hit every single one, because A, that means the kids behind you stay awake, because they're 8, 9, 10 year old, and it's fucking boring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'd rather them have balls flying at them the whole game. Like, just let them hit every single one. Like, just let them hit. Like,
so give them something to hit.
Give them something to hit. Like, I don't care how you do it. Like, but you know, the kids get so caught up because they're watching videos of, you know, fucking, you know, Ohtani striking people out, and they're just like, oh, but I want to be like Shohei. And it's just like, okay, but I want to go home before noon. So.
But no, man, to kind of tie that all back in, man, it's just like, you know, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, the internet. Like, there's all of these things are great tools, and if you start to pick them apart, like, you could regulate all of it or none of it.
Yeah, right. You can't pick or choose.
Like, why are you picking that? Yeah, you're picking and choosing in this case, that this one, because it's owned by a Chinese company.
This is like banning makers because you want to leave Buffalo Trace around.
Right.
You know, like, oh, let's regulate makers because it's owned by somebody. I mean, and I get the simplicity of it is not that, I guess, that intense, because it's whatever, the national security, quote unquote. But
no, but if you were buying makers online, now they know who you are. You guys get to create an account.
Right.
And then now they know how much you buy and where you live.
And they know already anyway, man. Yeah. They know already anyway. We're all surrounded by microphones of all time. Yeah, I just don't think, I wish they'd stop lying to us and tell us the real reasons why they want to do stuff like that. Or just say, like, just we don't like how it's fucking with our American companies.
Yeah, right. Or fucking, yo, BlackRock told us to shut it down.
Yeah, BlackRock.
We had to make a bill for that.
Dude, and not for nothing, man, I guess, long story short, is like, you are what you eat, you are what you consume. And I think we just get lost in that. Like, if you consume just fucking horrible shit all day, negative, whether that's from your friends, your family, the YouTube videos you watch, the movies, the shows, whatever, if that is all you consume, and then you're a fucking ball of stress and angst all the time, like, yeah, it's probably why, bro.
It's like, mind what you consume.
Yeah. And I
both,
just
both for your mind and your body.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Bro, the other piece of government, man, that happened this week. So Florida legislature passed a bill, SB 1698, which is going to bar the sale of Delta 8, Delta 9, or actually Delta 8 and Delta 10.
Okay.
Which is like, if you guys don't know, it's like the, and it's not just, there's like these vape oils that contain THC. Delta 8 is, Delta 9 is sort of like full strength, and then Delta 10 is the least strong, and then Delta 8 is kind of somewhere in the middle. But they're basically trying to do away with the 8 and the 10, and then regulate the 9 so that it has less THC. And this is shit that you can get at the fucking gas station. You can get it at liquor stores. Like, it's readily available with smoke, the smoke shops or whatever.
This is the stuff where you see the signs everywhere now in places where weed isn't legal. And they're like, we have.
Yeah. You'd be like 7-Eleven and they have a fucking corner that goes to CBD.
You're like, oh, and like, oh, and there's a little weed leaf. Yeah. You're like, oh, shit, I can buy weed at 7-Eleven. It's really not. Yeah.
So they're regulating this, man. And again, it's just, to me, it's just like, man, don't you have other shit to worry about? But again, maybe this is something else that is fucking with somebody's business somewhere, because I think that this business in itself is like a $1.8 billion business last year or some shit like that. Drinking alcohol
and or taking antidepressants and or taking anti-inflammatories.
Dude, it's nuts how much, you know, pharmaceuticals that do way worse are readily available, not over the counter per se, but it's not hard for you to go into a doctor and say, I got headaches or I have these aches, and then you can get, you know, you can get Oxy.
Well, we're like in an opioid crisis, and
yeah, turn out. And it's fucking nuts.
What's the name of the family? There's a family that owns the rights to all the opioids that is like,
oh, fuck,
it has been proven, you know, there's documentaries and all that shit behind it, that they're deliberately not only getting people addicted to it, but have sort of made it rampant, obviously in the name of profits or whatever for their company. But it's like, I don't even want to call it borderline. It's been negligent, the shit that they've done.
Right.
And, but zero regulation.
Right. It's just like, and I guess the regulation is, oh, well, our trusted doctor's assignment.
Well, Delta 8 needs a lobbyist. Right. And then it'll be fine. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Or just give it to the doctor so they can prescribe it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, actually, this stuff's been all right this whole time. Because I know so Florida's trying to ban that.
By the way, DeSantis did sign it.
So from
October 1st, this goes into effect.
I think the thing that trips me out about whenever something like this gets passed, I'm going, who the fuck is asking for that? Who's sitting around like in Senate or the House in, you know, for Florida and going, you know, this Delta 8 stuff is really causing a stir in Florida. We got to get this addressed. It's like, I can think of 57 other issues that we have that should probably get addressed before this.
Yeah.
Like, why this?
And let me tell you,
who brought it, which is why I always go to who's losing money.
Right.
Because why is this front and center? Like, who's, you know, it's like the same thing with like the abortions. It's like, who's losing a lot of money by people getting abortions and all that stuff? Like, has Pampers put you up to this? Like, who the fuck?
You gotta stop all these.
Because how does this make, I guess, like, how does this make it up to the top of the list of priorities of you have to pass legislation to ban Delta A because why?
Right.
Like, I can just never get the why. You just don't like it? Like, it just never adds up to
me. And they always sing sort of the kind of the morality story.
Yeah, and I'm not pro or against it. I just don't give a fuck.
I don't really care. It's just like,
to me, it's going like, help me understand why it is that you felt like this was important enough to elevate to the point where we needed to pass a law to ban it.
And what they're saying is that like young kids are able to get this from the gas station.
Then stop the sale and of it like, to minors.
To minors. Right. like treat it like cigarettes. So you're not worried about them smoking cigarettes, but this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't add up. It's just, and also it's like, is this really the thing right now that's causing a lot of, like, what is this affecting? To me, if I can't figure out the answer to that, it means, oh, it's affecting someone's pockets who doesn't like the fact that we do this. Like, it's just, yeah.
And again, man, so this is why the government, not just, you know, the U.S. based governments getting the carbon footprint this week for fucking lying to us,
bro. And it's funny, man. I saw you sent me something about Aaron Rodgers potentially being the VP nominee for RFK. I'm like, yo, we have RFK who says some wild shit when you can understand him or hear him, or when he can make sounds, and then he could potentially have a football player, an active football player, like, bro, Aaron Rodgers could potentially play on Monday Night Football and then take a chopper to go hit a State of the Union. If I mean, they're not gonna win, but if they won, you're just like, this is what a time to be alive,
dude. Supposedly Aaron Rodgers is the front runner to be the VP.
I mean, at this point, if you're RFK, you just fucking give it to him. It's not like you're gonna win anyway.
But why would and again, other than Aaron Rodgers' opinions,
yeah,
why would you choose him?
I think we hate Jimmy Kimmel that much. We're like, what would piss Jimmy Kimmel off so much?
Who was the, it's Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart was the one that people go like, yo, man, that dude might make a good official.
He doesn't want it. And it's exactly why he should be the one to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want it.
And dude, not for nothing, man. That's how George Washington, right? So for you historians that fucking, you know, love our early early presidents, George Washington was exactly that. Yeah. He did not. He was like, me, president? No, I'm not doing that.
First
like,
and that's only not... president that wasn't from one of the two major parties. And
oh, I didn't think about that. That's right.
Yeah. The minute we got into team, you know, team A versus team B.
Team blue versus we were team red.
Doomed, bro. Yeah, yeah. The minute it became, tribal, we were fucking doomed. Bro, can you imagine just explaining the concept of like our two party system to like an alien that fucking landed here? Like, just like, no. Why? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Why do you guys hate these guys? Well, these guys. Let me tell you about these guys.
And then not for nothing, man. Like, the way that we view Democrats and Republicans today was almost like the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, in its early stages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I think, right. And it's shifted so much because I think even a lot of the like excuses that like, or not excuses, but one of the things that I think Republicans like to bring up a lot were that Democrats were the slave owners. And, and it was like a very different, like you said, the parties sort of had, they've morphed over time where they both sort of flipped, kind of flopped what they thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm just going, that was 200 years ago, bro. Like, those aren't the same people in power today. Maybe they're the kids of the same people in power, or the grandkids, or the great-grandkids, or whatever. Right. I don't know. Maybe that's your point. But it's like, I don't really understand how that's relevant now. It's the same reason, like, when any time any fucking person running for president, like, channels their inner Ronald Reagan, I'm like, who gives a fuck, bro? That was 50 years ago. Who gives a fuck about Ronald Reagan anymore, bro?
The actor?
Yeah. It's like the pedestal that they put them on, and it'll be like, you know, they'll quote them, or they'll just use their run.
That guy is deemed like one of the greatest presidents of all
time. Oh my God, bro. And people will vote for someone who was like, you notice like every candidate will like always find a way to squeeze them into a debate. Well, as the great Ronald Reagan once said, and I'm like, hey, bitch, can we talk about somebody who was alive when I was alive? Okay, how about that? I don't give a fuck about what Ronald Reagan said in the 80s. Like, it's like, let's move on. I'm like, bro, the whole politics shit is so fucking weird to me, bro. It's so weird.
All right, well then, fuck it, man. Let's get off this shit, man. What do you want to touch on next?
I mean, I want to talk about this woman who wants to marry the AI.
Hit it.
This shit. Yo, we're so fucked, bro, as men. Like, so fucked, because we better get it on. We better get our shit together, bro.
Woman wants to marry.
Yeah, she wants to marry AI. Oh yeah, I'm gonna hold on. Let me pull the details here, because I want to make sure that I hit this correctly. So this woman is making a, where is she? Here we go. She's planning to marry an AI hologram who was trained.
It ain't Tupac?
To be the, no, no. But I guess it could be. I guess you can make him look like it. But the AI was trained based on her past boyfriends. Okay. And so she put together essentially the perfect boyfriend.
Oh, I'm liking
this. Pros or cons based on past relationships. Okay. And she built the perfect mate. Bro, between this and the rabbit, we're done, bro.
Hold on. What's the rabbit?
The sex toy? Bro, you can't compete. I'm fucking with anything with batteries.
What the fuck is a rabbit?
You know what a rabbit is, or the rosebud? Have you seen the rosebud?
No, man. No, oh, bro, I'm not on this.
This thing will suck and lick a clit at the same time. How the fuck am I supposed to compete with that? You got making people come in 2 seconds.
But
I'm like, bro.
But he can't hold you.
He can't. Can it snuggle though?
Bro, like, man, how about you use this? And then we'll snuggle out.
And now you're programming the perfect boyfriend who's going to say exactly what you want to hear and do exactly what you want virtually. You don't have to deal with anything like, you know, physical if you don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're screwed. The how do you, bro, it's performance enhancing drugs. Between the toys. And then now you're like, you're using technology to program a perfect boyfriend. It's like, we're fucked.
Well, we talked about this shit recently, right?
It's going to make this worse, bro, the internet.
It's like the whole, like, you can, there's like texting services where you can like text an AI and they can kind of learn of like your behavior, and they have the responses. And makes you feel important.
She makes you feel important.
Oh shit. So hold on. So she said that she wants to marry this thing?
Oh yeah. So she's a Spanish dust artist. Her name is Alicia.
Why does marriage matter?
She's planning to marry the AI hologram in a unique ceremony.
How does that benefit her?
Oh, we gotta do it. It's scheduled in the summer. Because I guess she says it's hold on.
Right, like how does
she views the wedding as a representative of a new generation of love where humans form relationships with holograms, avatars, and robots.
Wow.
While the wedding is considered a form of performing arts, Framis believes it raises intriguing questions about the nature of relationships with holographic partners, likening it to obtaining a mortgage for a new companion. Bro, I get what she takes a little rabbit on a rosebud thing, and then she got the hologram stuff about her. Like, she can get her jollies off. She's going to be fine. And then she wants to have a conversation. This thing is going to respond exactly how she wants.
Yeah.
Every single time. So y'all better learn to start saying, like, tell me more. And how did that make you feel? Or there's gonna be some lonely people out here, man, for a long time.
Or your wife gets like a fucking AI and goes like, listen, this is how I want you to be. Like, go spend time with the AI so you know how to communicate.
Yeah, like, oh no, you're not overreacting. I can't believe they would do that to you. But yeah, I had a conversation so crazy where, you know, they start off like, can you believe what this bitch did? And then they tell you a story and you're like, in your mind, you're like, I can. But the other half of you goes, but I want to get laid later. So
like, I got to be careful what I say here. That's
how they train us. The whole time you're like, what? that bitch. I can't believe you would do that. Like, you didn't remember the thing? Like, you should start making up shit because you weren't listening to the other stories. The fucking hologram is going to retain the stories, bro. We're so screwed.
You can remember everything.
We can't be mediocre anymore, man.
Dude, fuck it.
Maybe this is a good thing. It'll force us to be better.
Dude, but then flip it, right? As a guy.
Yeah.
So you get. You get a woman that's not emotional.
It doesn't need to be programmed. We just don't need it to talk.
be like, wait a minute, enough of that. Beep. Hey, mute this shit.
It was trained off my past girlfriend. You'd be like, no, you don't need all that. It's like low data. Not necessary.
Yeah. Does it have an off button?
Put it on mute. That's fucked up in sex. But on the flip side of that, yeah, fuck, I guess you could get sex toys for men and then some holograms. And stuff. Bro, we really are. This is going first story. Like, our human, like, interaction, and I think it's just going to get worse and worse.
It's going to get worse.
Because, you know, joke about this. Like, at the end of the day, we want and crave, like, companionship with someone, right?
Yeah.
And so it's...
But if you can get it, right? If you're like super introvert, like don't like social environments and whatever, dude, like, and this has been around for years, man. Those fucking those realistic dolls.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right? That their skin supposedly feels like human
creepy
skin.
Yeah,
but like you can fuck them and like everything. But like you said, they don't talk. But if you get one, right, that would have AI capabilities.
She would just tell you shit you want to hear.
Yeah. But you can control it. Oh, man. Yeah, the possibilities are endless.
Or not. The possibilities are very defined.
Defined. That's right. We don't need that much.
We don't need endless, right? Endless is what got us making dolls.
That's right. That's right. Does it have an on-off?
Predictability is what we're seeking. We want to stop waiting outside the door going, fuck, I wonder what kind of mood she's in today.
Just want to be able to tell you exactly what I want, and then you just do it. And then I get to turn you off.
Man, maybe we're all a lot more alike than I thought. The females are like, no, I'm going to program this one to just be a good listener.
Yeah.
And then ask, you know, probably like real empathetic questions and stuff. And then we're like, it talks.
Why?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. Remove that. Bro, how much is it without the voice?
Yeah, box? And it probably charges you more. That's a platinum package if you want it. Oh, we're so fucked up, man. Oh my god, dude. But it's funny, man. You said that. I think this is gonna be weird, and I saw this story about. We're having like what they call like a friendship recession, and a lot of it has to do. So it says Americans experience a friendship recession as a massive drop in close friends has been reported. But I think this is all sort of like
this is all connected. Kind of part
like
of it.
It goes yeah, back to bro. Talk about social media earlier, like things like this. I think as we get more comfortable with sort of the avatar space, the robot space, the online, or uncomfortable, because maybe the other thing about this dude is like you see social media, and for someone. Like for some people, it might be like, oh, fuck, I don't want that experience. So I'm right. just going to stay. You know, like it's not even so much that they're more comfortable. It's just that they're uncomfortable with what they see. And so they're avoiding that.
Yeah.
Even though what they're seeing isn't a norm. You know, it's just like there's so many. Listen, there's positives about that. I don't want to be one of these guys like the internet's ruined the world.
No, man.
It's certainly a lot more positive than good. Dude,
all of it is phenomenal yeah. technology that can be used for great things.
I think where we get into ourselves trouble is we're neglecting and then not addressing or just completely ignoring the negatives. It's like, no, this is great. It's probably more good than bad.
Absolutely.
But the bad can be pretty bad. And so we right. need to be aware of that.
But I also think that we're early in the game.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, you know, humanity is fucking doomed because of the internet or because of AI or whatever, man. I think that we'll figure it out, man. Like yeah. we'll over time, it'll get worse before it gets better, yeah. but then we'll make a correction, bro.
Fine. People will be fine, man.
Yep.
And then eventually there'll be people who won't think like us. To just be a bunch of people who only grew up in these generations, and then their new status quo becomes the new status quo and the norm.
Dude, our kids grew up with this, bro.
Yeah, they won't know.
They don't even know what it's like to be without the internet.
Nope, not at all, bro. There's certain things I've talked to my kids about from my like upbringing or my childhood, and I like to think that I'm still young.
What do they think about that?
A lot of it doesn't even make sense. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like the concept of, dude, we've talked about this on here a million times before. The concept of a television show coming on at a certain time in the week. And
Yeah.
And I get this all the time because it'll be like my son will watch, you know, and they know what season, what episode number. Yep. Like they'll go like, oh, I want to watch, you know what. And my son, dude, since from the minute that kid was like, could talk, he would tell you when he was a kid, he was watching, he used to love the show called Wildcrats.
Yep.
He would tell you in a fucked up baby voice, season 7, episode 24, and you know, and he would tell you what the episode was called, and it was very deliberate. And so now he'll watch a show, and I'll be like, oh, I watched that as a kid. And he'll be like, oh, which episode was your favorite? And I'm like,
no fucking clue.
What season? And you know, and I might remember a thing of like, oh, this character and this character.
Right, like the one where this thing happened.
When was that? Bruh, Tuesday in 1992. I don't know, dog. I'm like, I don't know. And that's like...
Bro, the concept of even seasons, even as an adult, was... I
didn't even know shows are broken up into seasons. I just thought they came on every Wednesday when people showed up to work enough.
You know, when I found out, bro, I was like, when the TV, the older TV shows would come out on like DVD or whatever, yeah. right? And then it would be like Martin, like there was 5 seasons. And I was like, oh man, there was 5 seasons of that shit? Wow. Like I never even realized that.
Yeah.
Now it's on HBO Max.
Yep. Dude, I have, it's funny, Batman the Animated Series, yeah. when it came out in the early 90s, I have like this box set of the DVDs and all that stuff. I love this thing. And then now it's on like HBO Max, right? And it'll be like, you know, I'm telling him like, yeah, the whole thing was on in this box set, you know, and there's like, whatever, 10 or 15 DVDs in there. And he's like, well, what'd you do? I'm like, you put them in a DVD player. He's like, do you have one? No. Why do you still have this?
I don't know.
Can't let go. Leave me the fuck alone, bro. But you can watch it on Max. And I'm like, hey, you can stop asking me questions right now.
Dude, not for nothing, man. I had like a case of old like cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And several years ago, I think I found it like in the back corner of a closet, and I pulled it out and I go, the fuck am I keeping this for?
Did you throw it away?
All of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I have my CD wallet things, right? With the Trapper Keeper with all the CDs in it.
Yep.
I still have that. But what I have, and I'm like, oh, I could keep that. It's just like a binder. And I've kept it around, even though most of that's on digital already. But I have backpacks full of the cases that those CDs came in at one point in time. And every time I go, man, I got to just toss this. I look at it and I'm like, ah, oh, but I can't.
Do it, man. It'll be liberating.
It'll be liberating.
Dude, it's funny.
You know what I need to do? Just throw the backpacks away or all the bags that they're in without looking at them. I think if I just threw them away, like don't look inside.
Yeah.
Chuck them. I could bring myself to do it.
It's funny, man. The other day, me and my son were talking about kind of like the partial like evolution of the internet, where I was like, man, you know, like when it first came on, you know, fucking dial up, and then shit got fast. Actually, I was talking about you know, Napster, the days of Napster, and it was like early days of fucking cable internet, right? So it got faster. So instead of taking like fucking 30 minutes to download one song, I could do it in like three.
Yeah.
Right. And then it was like Napster fucking got taken to court, but all these other ones popped up in the meantime, like LimeWire and Kazaa and all that shit, right? And then I was like, and then other ones came on where you can get movies and whatever, right? And I go, and then now I said, so in the beginning, like it's all chaos. Right. And then the music industry is fucking going nuts. They're suing Napster. And then the movie industry is like, oh, fucking, you know, they're sending letters to fucking Spectrum and going like, yo, user with this IP address is downloading movies, and they're sending you letters. Right. And I go, fast forward several years, and I go, I haven't thought about pirating anything because I pay $16 for like six people to have fucking
unlimited access.
Yeah, unlimited Spotify. Access Spotify, right? Or and then we have so many streaming services, so like I can get any movie I want at any point in time from fucking Prime or Hulu or Netflix or whatever. Like it's always, when it's new, it's always chaotic in the beginning, and then we just figure it out.
We do, dude. Think about that. Obviously, shifted the entire dynamic of the music industry from a business perspective, because before, people made a lot of money off record sales and a lot of money
off album sales,
and a lot of money off spins and this and that. And you know what they'll complain now is that, like, well, they don't make as much money anymore because streaming has, you know, sort of done away with that. But also they make significantly more money now touring and
right.
doing that sort of thing. And so what the album and the music has become is more of a marketing
for your tour,
for you to generate revenue the other way. But dude, so much so that, you know, how many people get famous because they're SoundCloud artists and SoundCloud, you know, they're dropping whole albums on there for free.
Yeah.
You don't even have to subscribe to SoundCloud, and people are blowing up because I think what's happened is that there were gatekeepers, quote unquote, in music before where you had to be really good to break through because people had to invest in you. And so, you know, you had to be talented. Now you've opened it up to where people who are trash at music can release music, and that's fine. Yeah. That's cool. Everybody should have an opportunity. If you like to create some type of art, listen, it's art to you. You know, everybody has their cup of tea of something, but it made it to where so many people can get out there now. And I don't want to say get famous, but they can get their art out there and they can make a living and they can do all that stuff now. So it's like there are a lot of positives, but it's gotten to the point where you like give it away now because it just become a means to something else. Like it's shifted, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's just like what AI will do to stuff. Like I think AI is gonna, you know, people will always be like, oh, it's gonna eliminate jobs. No, it's just gonna create jobs that we didn't know. But it's like, you remember before, you know, you had maybe certain softwares like Excel did things, and or people had paper, you know, like in my industry, like people were doing things on paper and writing things down and keeping a calculator with a receipt sheet and all that stuff, right? And then Excel came around. And Excel didn't make it to where you had to get rid of accountants. It just made it to where those accountants were doing different things than they were doing 20 years before that.
Yeah.
And then now you have
made their jobs
easier. It made their jobs easier. And now you have, again.
But guess what? You got more shit to do now.
You do. Because what it does is it just opens up a window to more and more and more. And that's what AI is going
to
do.
It allows us to do more shit, bro.
Yeah. We bounced around so much today. I feel like we were on Delta 8.
Yeah. No, that's next week's episode.
That's next. We got it. We got to.
No, sorry. That's fucking September
3rd. We got to do a bunch of it on the pod before. Yeah, yeah, September 3rd.
The end of September, we're going to fucking smoke out.
We're going to be the poster children for why they banned it. Just going to be sitting here staring at each other for an hour. I'm going to be like, are you done? But bro, I ain't been talking.
How are we doing on time, bro?
We're right at an hour. 59 minutes.
All right, what you want to end with?
Ooh,
I got a home story for you, man.
Let's do it.
All right.
Do that.
So my wife and I are planning a cruise later this year, right?
Okay.
So I'm at home and we're talking about it. And then, and I think she brings up the, I haven't been on a cruise in fucking years, by the way. So they have like an internet package.
Okay.
Right. Wi-Fi package. And right away, I'm like, absolutely not. I go, as a matter of fact, if you guys want to do it, you can do it. I'm not fucking getting it. I go, on these days that we're going to be on the cruise, like, I don't want to be able to be reached.
Okay.
And then she goes, well, what if, right? It's a big what if, like, what if something happens? And I go, well, like, then it just waits till I get back.
What's the what if?
And then so then she goes, but what if it's something serious? I'm like, all right, well, like what?
So you're on this cruise with your kids.
On the kid, yes.
So the media family is with you.
It's us five, nobody else, right? Okay. And I'm like, what do you want to get called for? And then she goes, well, what if somebody dies? And I'm like, I don't know. They wait till I get back.
Yeah, we're good.
And then she's like, that's fucked up. And she goes, what if it's your sister? And I go, she better fight like hell for 6 days.
I bet. What kind of selfish shit was that? That she would, why the fuck would she die when I'm on vacation, first off?
Dude, not for nothing. I don't want to know.
Yeah, neither would I. Tell me when I get back. Don't ruin my vacation. I can't go nowhere.
Let's just say there's like God forbid, right? Horrific fucking accident.
Yeah.
Right? They're on life support.
Yeah.
You know, said person is on life support. Now, the entire time that I'm gone, I'm either getting off on the next port and hopping a plane back.
Right.
To a place that I'm not going to be able to help in any way, shape, or form.
No, but you got to go see a dead body.
But I'm going to go
sooner rather than later.
Or somebody on life support.
Or somebody on life support,
right,
who doesn't know you're there.
Yeah, dude, I'd rather be surprised when I get back.
I'd be mad you're still alive. Like, you made me leave my vacation.
Bro.
And you're over here still breathing.
I fucking told her. I go, let me call Juan.
Wrong answer.
Yep. And she goes, that motherfucker probably said the same thing that you said.
Bro, and you know what's funny about this is, like, I've never done a cruise because the whole idea of a cruise has never sort of appealed to me. Like,
it's phenomenal, it just, bro.
Yeah, and everyone who goes that tells me that, right? But everything about a cruise, when I think about it, I go, doesn't sound like fun. However, to your point, is I feel like it's going to be the thing that I'm going to do next or very, very soon, because the idea of checking out and not having internet access, I want so bad right now,
yeah,
for days at a time, that I'm like, I may just have to do that just because I want to be inaccessible. So if you die while I'm on my thing, cool. I hope y'all don't have the funeral before I get back. But if you do, there was nothing I could provide in that circumstance anyway.
I couldn't help or nothing.
I couldn't help. I could give some hugs, but I'm pretty cold. They wouldn't have been good hugs.
And depending on who you are, I might not be that sad.
Nope. I saw that coming. Bro, that's so true.
I told him to stop eating that shit.
Dude, one step further. If somebody dies who you're like,
You knew,
then I tell him to stop. Bro, you'd be fucking mad. And then your friend's like, you gotta come. No, I'm on a cruise. But now the whole cruise, even if you didn't give a fuck, you gotta be thinking about this shit.
You thinking about it?
No, I don't wanna know.
Bro, I don't wanna know.
Let me have my cruise because I can't do nothing about it. And then when I get back, I can go do whatever it is that I was supposed to do.
I told her, I'm like, if y'all wanna get, because I also understand, like, obviously, the kids' generation with social media and posting and all that, you know, like the flex, right? I don't give a fuck about that.
Wait, oh, but for dead people?
No.
Oh, for posting on the cruise. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm like, wait, who flexing dead body?
The funeral, son. Be posting with a fucking dead body. Yo, what up, though?
Yeah. Uncle Tony gone, but who's here? Check out the box. We got the black one, son.
He look good, don't he? They did a good job.
We letting him keep the Jordans on for the burial.
But I'm taking them shits afterwards. As soon as everybody roll out.
Yeah, don't be throwing dirt on those. Oh my God, bro. Yeah, man, I wouldn't give a fuck. I shouldn't say I wouldn't give a fuck, but it's like, you know, I wouldn't give a fuck.
No, there's man, nothing I don't want to. Yeah, nothing
no,
I can
and
do.
No one is more awkward than me, bro, behind funerals. So this is like my ideal situation. I go, you mean all the awkward shit happened while I was gone? Listen, I'd be like, there is a God.
I'm like, if I was Jesus, that I could bring people back to life, call me.
Yeah,
some but I'm not that.
You could do it without the phone. You could do that. Yeah. Like Sean wasn't around to give him out the mouth.
Put the phone by his ear. Let me resurrect this motherfucker.
Nah, bro. Don't ruin my time. Oh, man. I'd be mad, too, at the family. I'd be like, you could have died any other week, and you chose this week.
Yeah,
I'd be like, he always was selfish.
See, man, you just solidified what I thought.
Yeah, no.
There's no Wi-Fi packet.
No, bro. The FOMO and what are you missing? Dude, you know what's funny, bro? Is I feel like if you made your kids not get Wi-Fi, they would be pissy for the first day. By day, like, half of day two, day three, they're going to be, like, so present and probably so happy in the moment, which is something that we don't get to do, which we've talked about this a lot before. Like, this is why I love being on airplanes. Why, like, I love the idea of being inaccessible. As much as my angst gets to me about that, eventually my body gives into it. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of
great.
Cool. This is great. So yep. I do. And you are really good about this. Like you're like, I don't answer my phone, but I could text you and it'll take you 3 days to respond. And you'd be like,
if you text me on a Friday,
I have my phone. Yeah.
I might respond on Monday.
Bro. Yeah. You'd be like, bro, it was outside of business hours. I'm like, damn, bro, I needed an answer yesterday.
See, I'm the opposite. It's like, if you need to reach me, you need to call me.
Yeah. See, no.
Cause I'm not, they're like, I even have notifications like turned off, like on a regular.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb a lot.
So when I'm if I'm working, like notifications will be off, but my phone is nearby, right? So it's like right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like on a weekend, if I'm sitting down watching, I don't know, I'm watching a fucking sport, a basketball game, football, F1, whatever, like the phone is not near me. Unless, dude, the only time it's near me, bro, you should feel privileged. The only time it's near me, if I go, I know that you're watching.
Oh, I'm talking shit.
And we're gonna banter back and forth. That's the only time, bro. Other than that, that bitch is on the counter.
Though the best was Saturday when you hit me up Saturday. You said, it's Saturday at noon and I'm watching Formula One. Fuck you. Some shit like
yeah.
that.
Like, I fucking hate you,
like,
bro.
You're like, I fucking hate you, bro.
You got me in that shit.
And I was dying laughing. And then I was like, I knew you was all in. When then you commented some shit back about something that was popping on the radio. Like, yo, this kid 18. I was like, yo, Sean's in it for real.
A minute, man. I binge watched the last season of the shit on Netflix.
I haven't seen it yet. I gotta go watch. Actually, I haven't seen the last two. I gotta go watch those last two.
Yeah, I only watched the last one. But yeah, like I'm in.
It's
I'm
man. Fucking it's hooked. So fun, bro. Yeah.
It's good. Fucking grown-up go-kart racing. I can't believe I'm watching this shit. I'm just glad that it's short.
It's a novela for men. Yeah, the races are short, so it's great, man. The You know it's not going to be competitive, but at least it's not time-consuming.
Yeah,
exactly. It's cool. It's so fun. That's awesome.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. So, on that, tell them where they can find us.
At The Carbon Foot Podcast on IG, The Carbon Foot Podcast on YouTube, on Facebook, at Carbon FE Pod on TikTok. No, on X, sorry. At Carbon Foot Podcast on TikTok and all your favorite audio platforms, man. Amazon, Audible, Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneIn,
Ghana.
All the big ones. Ghana, Geo7.
There you go.
All of them, man. So,
gotta hit about people in
hit
India.
Us up on there. Yeah, India's still, I think, on number one. So we gotta go on there. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep playing along like I'm one of y'all.
And as always, we appreciate you guys. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
Peace.